Thanks for tuning in to the Campervan Podcast. If you're hearing this intro, it's because you're not listening to the premium feed. Access to that feed is free, and you can sign up at vansage.com to get it. So why sign up for the premium feed? Well, for one, valuable exclusive content. I'll say more about that at the end of this episode. I'm going to do a three-part series on pros and cons of dealing with wood, steel, and aluminum. So right now we're going to talk about building with wood. Now, who's this series for? Well, it's for everyone that owns an RV or trailer of any kind. And that's because many van, RV, and trailer builders, even if you're buying new, use some wood. And it's not uncommon for particle board to turn up in very expensive equipment, which is, I think, probably the worst possible material to use in an RV for a number of reasons. So that to say, even if you're not the builder, you want to be on the lookout for wood, where it's used, how it's used, was it used correctly, etc. And as DIY van builders, we have the advantage of choosing our materials. You don't have to build with wood, or you can choose to, and the same goes for the other types of materials. So that's mostly who this is for, is people who are building, making changes to their vans and improvements. And also for anybody who's hiring someone to do work, you know, you want to ask them those very pointed questions. Where do you use wood, if any, et cetera. So yeah, anyone who's ever owned an RV for more than a couple of years has probably had to deal with some wood-related issues. Now, the old trailers, you know, if you're a teardrop person or a Airstream person, and the older RVs, even going back just a few years, you know, particle board and wood problems, mold, those things came up all the time. So first I'll go down a list of pros of why anyone would build with wood. And let's leave the professional builders out of it for now. Just know that you need to look for it, and you need to understand the impact that it has on your van and on van life and everything else, you know, in the long run, the cost and all that stuff. So we'll get into that a bit. The pros of building with wood: well, it's the cheapest material of the three, steel, aluminum, and wood. It's easy to come by. It's ubiquitous. You can get it. You can just go to your Lowe's or Home Depot or other hardware store or wood supply and get a variety of types of wood, and you can get it really cheap. You can also get, you know, pallet wood. A lot of people build with pallet wood. Just Google school bus conversion, and you know, because school buses allow for so much weight that people will use the cheapest wood they can find sometimes to do paneling and flooring and stuff and build cabinets. And so yeah, it's the cheapest material. It's easy to cut. It doesn't take special blades. Just standard wood blades, what they call combination blades in either a table saw or a skill saw. And that, I mean, that and a drill, you can outfit a van if necessary. There are other tools. We'll get into that in other episodes, but other tools obviously that make it all much easier. But at any rate, two or three saws and a drill and you're good to go. You can build to your heart's content with wood, no problem. It's also easy to change out. You can hack out a chunk of wood and replace it with something, pull a screw and very inexpensively and easily throw in another piece of wood if it's not the right size. Trim, if a cabinet's not quite the right size, you can do a plunge cut with a skill saw or a jigsaw and trim easily without much fuss. Another pro, it's easy to fasten. There are a multitude of fasteners. Fasteners are inexpensive, easy to come by, and easy to drive. So that's another pro. Also, the beauty. My philosophy is that mostly wood should be used in vans for its look. But again, I'll get back to that. But it's obviously, I believe, the most attractive and warm and comfortable feeling material of all, above everything else virtually. I would even rather have a wood floor than carpet. You can always throw down some rugs, but a wood floor is an amazing thing anywhere. So yeah, it's beautiful. So some cons of building with wood. George Morrow, the Humble Road YouTube channel, likes to call it the rolling earthquake. the back of your van is a rolling earthquake. It's, you know, every bump you hit is resonates throughout through the whole van, and wood will eventually come loose. That's just a fact. You can go a long ways to avoiding wood coming loose, but eventually it will come loose. Those fibers work loose, and connectors, because wood shrinks and expands, even hardwoods shrink and expand. So yeah, that's something to keep in mind. And again, I'll get into that more in a minute. So because of all this expansion and contraction and working loose and the difficulty of fastening and keeping it fastened, you get squeaks and rattles. Not at all uncommon for two pieces of wood to rub together and rattle or squeak. And squeaks can really drive you crazy on the road. It can be difficult to find and fix. And then you'll get another one if you've got a lot of wood framing and wood members up against each other in the van. So that's something to keep in mind. And then also rot and mold. If you have any moisture issues, if you're in a very humid climate, if you do a lot of outdoor sports like snow sports or other stuff where you have to bring wet stuff into the van, if you dry your clothes in your van hanging up, you know, your wood is going to get moldy. So that's something to keep in mind, because some molds are toxic and they make the place smell bad and all that stuff. So that's another con. So my preference for using wood, again, primarily is for decorative purposes. So I want it for flooring and sometimes for paneling, face decoration, so face plates on cabinets and sometimes a cabinet door. But even that doesn't have to be a big slab of thick wood. It can be door skin. Door skin is kind of between plywood and veneer. It's just thick enough to add some rigidity, and you can put that over another material or over a frame and have it look nice. Or if you've got the funds, you can build with some real slabs of walnut or oak or whatever, hardwood. And then, also obviously for internal studs right against the frame. Now, I'm actually not even a big fan of that, but some of the great van builders, that's what they do. They use studs they use wood for furring and for shimming and to establish a level surface, particularly in a curved ceiling such as a Sprinter. But hey, if you're very careful and you're very conscious, and especially like getting back to the Humble Road vans, he makes his ceiling panels removable, so he can check anytime if he sees a leak somewhere. He can drop down a ceiling panel and fix that problem before it becomes mold or something. So yeah, I would prefer to avoid wood altogether if it's hidden or buried. That's just my feeling. I wouldn't use any wood for bed frames or cabinet frames or any major structural stuff such as battery mounting or other heavy things. So, you know, just keep in mind with all of this that if you're only going to have a van for 5 years or something, if that's the kind, you know, if you tend to build a van and keep it for 3 or 4 years or even up to, I'd say, 7 years, go ahead, build with wood and you know, you'll figure it out and fix the squeaks and sure, you can frame your cabinets and your bed frame and all that stuff. Go for it. But here are a few little things to help make those structures more long lasting and more give you a more successful experience with that. I recommend against deck screws whenever possible, or a screw that is without a nut, you know, that is to say not a bolt, because screws work loose quicker than anything else when you assemble two pieces of wood or a piece of wood to steel, and you're using sheet metal screws. Nothing's going to loosen up and become a problem quicker than a screw. So whenever you can, and hopefully 100% of the time, use through bolts with nuts, because those can be fastened. You can put a washer behind a nut, and then you can put a washer and a lock, even a lock washer against that washer, between the washer and the nut, and really give yourself some extra longevity in that connection. And then another trick, so no screws, go for bolts with nuts. And also there's a thing called a T-nut, which is, you know, a recessed nut that I highly recommend T-nut fasteners. It's good to be able to do some countersinking if you're going to use those. But yeah, and there are a variety of nuts and bolts that will, you know, you want to research and really get into that and get on YouTube and look at how to fasten wood with bolts in order to create really sound, long-lasting connections. And then my final tip on this is glues and construction adhesive. You know, because we tend to think, well, you know, like a marine type adhesive that is used on the exterior for you know, keeping the fan shroud from leaking or the air conditioning system watertight, etc. You know, that's what that's for. But those tubes of adhesive that you apply with a caulking gun, they can be really great for avoiding squeaks. And you might even find, well, this thing keeps squeaking. You pull it apart, throw in some construction adhesive, stomp it down with a clamp, and man, that squeak is gone because that stuff really works. But as I'll get into our other episodes on building with steel and aluminum, using construction adhesive, it can start to add up and become just as expensive as if you had built with aluminum. So while it is a solution, it's not my favorite solution. That is, you know, going crazy with the glue on your framing members and cabinets and bed frame and stuff like that. Once again, if you're hearing this, it's because you're not getting the premium feed. Head over to vansage.com and enter your email address for exclusive access to free, valuable stuff. So, what do you get? This is a daily podcast, but we only release 6 episodes on this public feed each week. Episode 7 is only for premium members. When you sign up at vansage.com, not only do you get early access to the Campervan podcast episodes, you also get episode 7. Each week, I'll send you a link to download in advance all 7 episodes for that week. Also, you get the vansage.com newsletter that includes exclusive articles and links to awesome van life stuff not available on the site or the podcast. I won't spam you or sell your email address. That would be ridiculous. I value your trust and promise not to abuse it. Again, all this is free, so head to vansage.com and enter your email address. Don't miss out on the valuable, free, exclusive extras. Okay, I have a favor to ask you. Please help get the word out. Nothing beats word of mouth, and the best way to achieve that in the modern era is to share the link to the Campervan podcast on social media such as Facebook, Instagram, your blog, YouTube channel, or other platforms. You can also send it old school style via email or even text message. Also, iTunes reviews are much appreciated. If you feel compelled to head over to iTunes and give us 5 stars, that would be wonderful. Okay, thanks again for tuning in, and I will see you on the road.
About me, and I need this morning. It's my fault I've been crying.